Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the Kal Shari Avram Iyun HaParsha series. Baruch Hashem, we are holding on Parshas B'Ha'aleischa. Today, we're going to speak about a mitzvah that brings simcha v'sasayin to the hearts of many Yidden when it is discussed, and that is the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the pasuk in the beginning of the Parsha, Daber el Aaron v'amarte elav, you shall speak to Aaron and tell him, b'ha'aleischa es ha'neiros, when you will light the candles, el mol pnei ha'menoira ye'iru shivas ha'neiros, they will produce light, and they will be me'ir on the makom ha'mikdash. And that is the mitzvah of hadlakas ha'menoira, hadlakas ha'neiros in the base ha'mikdash. This mitzvah is brought by the Rambam, if you look at the Kayseres, in the beginning of Pachos Temidin u'musafim, in the sixth mitzvah of the many he brings in those halachas, and that is the mitzvah of l'hadlik neiros b'sol yom. However, this mitzvah needs a little bit of analysis and a little bit of scrutiny, because we are quite familiar with the mitzvah of hadlakas menorah in our homes as it relates to the fag of Chanukah, but this mitzvah has some unique qualities that are quite dissimilar from the Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah that we do in our homes. And let's see the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash in Tes Zayin makes a very interesting note as relates to the halachas of Hadlakas Menorah in the Mikdash that perhaps many of us would not be so familiar with. He permits the lighting of the Menorah by a Zar, by somebody who is a non-Kohen. V'chein Hadlakas HaNeiros Kshera Bizarim. Says the Rambam, how far does that halacha go? Lefikach im heitiv ha'kayin es ha'neiros, if the menorah was fully prepared, v'hoitziyan lefuntz, and you brought the menorah outside the heichal, mutter lezar lehadlikon. A non-koyin is permitted to light the menorah. Now, the Ravid takes umbrage with this Rambam. Frek the Ravid, hiflig kisha amar mutter lezar lehadlikon ela shehimidlikon ksheros. Says the Ravid, I disagree with the Rambam. In fact, a Kohen should light the menorah. But, says the Ravid, if a Kohen does not, and a Zar does the hadlaka, so the hadlaka is a hadlaka kshera. Now, that requires a little bit of analysis. What is the Ravid telling us? Is he telling us that a Kohen has to do it entirely, like every other part of the Avodah? Kabbalah, Hailacha, Vechulei. If it's a regular Avodah, then it should be Pasul, even B'di'eved, if a Zar does it. However, if the Ravid is telling us a Kohen does not have to do it, so why is he telling us L'chatchila a Kohen should in fact go ahead and do it? Meaning, we have the Avodahs of the Mikdash, which have to be done by Kohanim. We have Shechita, for example, which can be done by a Zar. There's nothing wrong with a Zar doing Shechita. Conversely, he can't do any other part of the Avodah, and if he does, it's puzzle. So what is this middle ground the Ravid is telling us? That l'chatchila a Kohen should do it, but b'di'eved it's going to be kosher. It seems we have the parameters of a new mitzvah, a new characterization of a mitzvah in this Ravid. And the emes is the Ritva also sheds light on this point. The Ritva in Yuma on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis asks a kasha. The pasuk says at the beginning of the parasha, Dabra el Arayn, sounds like it's a direct tzivoy to the Kohanim. So how can the Gemara over there, which is the basis of the Rambam, say that Hadlaka is not an Avodah? T'miya milsa, t'hoksiv bo Aaron u'banav, daber el Aaron v'abanav lemar, t'hoksiv b'haloischa u'b'halois, sofrekta ritva, how could this not be a mitzvah that's tasked to be performed by the Kohanim? V'yish lemar de'lahachi le'afke b'loshayin chiyav v'omer b'halois oi b'haloischa, Lemar delav avodihi lechayv ala misa bizar. Says the Ritva, Marmoka number 4, it's not an avoida that a kain is chayv, a non-kain is chayv misa, if he performs it. So again, it's a very strange situation that the Ritva is telling us. If a kain does an avoida, amazing. If a zar does an avoida, he's chayv misa, and the avoida is puzzle. If a zar does shchita, no problem. So what is this hybrid? What is this middle category that the Ravid and the Ritva are telling us that it's not a normative Avoida, but it's also not something that's entirely unrelated to Avoida like Shechita, where a Zar can do it even L'chatchila. So today we're going to have a Reb Chaim, a Reb Zalman Melzer, a Chazon Ish, and another Reb Chaim and a Ragachavar just to top it off. So today there's going to be a lot of the Gedolei HaAchrinim on this week's mitzvah. Says Reb Chaim, a very important chiddush in the Ravid, in the Ritva, and his Talmud Rav Yishai Zalman expounds on the chiddush in 5 and 6. Or Bir HaHasaga Nira, says Reb Chaim explaining the Ravid. Again, the kasha is, if it's a pure avoida, like Hilacha, like Kabbalah, like Zrika, then it should be even pasul b'di eved if a zar does it. If it's not in avoida at all, then it should be like shechita, where a zar could even do it lechatchila. And says Reb Chaim, it's a middle category. It's a new category of mitzvos kohanim. Deratza loymer de nihida hadlaka lav avoidahi. It's not in avoida. V'loy mifsal bozar. And therefore, if a zar does it b'di eved, it's okay. Aval mikomakay mitzvasa b'koyin. The mitzvah is to be performed through a koyin. Ukdichse b'kro ba'leischas hadayros v'akein asur lezar lahadlik lechtchila v'rakeven v'psulo lezar leisa imelika cherish b'di eved. And Rabbi Zalman in Mar Mokadah Baruch Sis explains there are some things that a koyin has to do that are not avoida, but he is still tasked with doing them. For example, the shkita of para aduma is not avoida, but a koyin has to do it. Maris negoim is not avoida, seeing the negoim on a person to determine whether they're tzaras is not avoida, but a kohen has to do it. So we have a middle level. We have real avoida, that the maisa requires a kohen, and if a kohen doesn't do it, it is felt, and it's going to be puzzle. Then we have things that the maisa mitzvah does not have to be done by a kohen per se, but the kohen is tasked with carrying it through. But a nafkamina is, it's not going to be puzzle if a non-kayin does it, and you have shechita by a zar, which is entirely permissible. So there are three different types of actions of mitzvahs that can occur in the mikdash. One is full-fledged avoida, where a kayin has to do it, and the evid if he doesn't, it's going to be puzzle. One is halakas neiris menaira, which a kayin has to do, but because it's not avoida with a capital ayin, if a kohen doesn't do it, he lost his mitzvah, but the avoida, the mitzvah itself, is still going to be a fulfilled mitzvah, still going to have a kiyum, and going to be kosher. And lastly, you have shechita, which is not in avoida at all, and therefore a zar can do it lechatchila, because a kohen isn't even tasked with a maisa gavra, chi of gavra, to do that maisa mitzvah. Agav Urcha, there's really a fourth category, which Zalman points out, that even if it's not in avoida, you could still have that a kohen has to do it and it's possible with the eved, like para aduma, but that's not for now. So for now, the takeaway from the Ravid is that there's full avoida, which is possible with the eved if a kohen doesn't do it. There's what we'll call avoida with a lowercase ayin, or a mitzvah kuhuna, but the maisa itself is not possible if a zar does it. And you have cases where a zar could do it even lefetchila, and it's just a maisa mitzvah without any dine avoida. Another nafkamina might be, just to think about it for a moment, if it's not avoida, so we know a kohen has to do avoida with the big day kuhuna. Lefi the Ravid would come out l'cha'ira that a kohen who's not wearing the big day kuhuna could light the menorah. Because if it's avoida, then you need big day kuhuna. But if it's only a chayvas gavra on the kohen to do it, but it's not avoida, it might even be kosher with mechusar begadim. Let's go from the Ravid to the Rambam. The Rambam says a chiddush, that you can take the menorah, bring it outside of the heichal, and a zar is allowed to light it. Frek de Minchas Chinuch in Maramaka number 7 in Mitzvah Tzadi Ches, what is the Rambam talking about? The menorah has to be lit in the heichal. It's part of the Mokam HaMikdash. Every other shulchan, the mizbechais, they all have to be inside. What is the Rambam telling us? You can light it outside. Im kein kemen de Mokam HaMenorah beheichal, if you light it outside, how could you have a mitzvah that is a mitzvah of the mikdash that can be done outside the heichal? The heichal is the makam for that mitzvah to be done. And here, although classically the Chazon Ish and Reb Chaim are divergent in their approaches to a kasha, here, the Chazon Ish and the Reb Chaim are both mechaben to the same yesod. they say a very important chiddush when it comes to hadlokas neiros b'mikdash. This mitzvah is not a mitzvah maisi. It's not a mitzvah to do an action, but it's a mitzvah b'toitza'a. It's a mitzvah to have the result. The mitzvah is not to light the menorah. The mitzvah is to have the menorah lit. Says the Chazon Ish, after he brings the kasha from the Minchas Chinuch, Abal nira das harambam dekevan de omrin biyuma, de hadlok alav avoidehi. What is that Gemara telling us? Iker a mitzvah sheyehei doluk, vafilo hiliko koif kosher. Vimkein be'emes b'chutz ein kan mitzvah klal, elikish machrisen bifneme malin oisa amakoyma metchila mitzvasa. Says the Chazon Ish, it is not a mitzvah of to do an action, it is mitzvah to create a result. And as long as the result is created, you have entirely fulfilled your mitzvah. So the mitzvah is not to light the menorah, the mitzvah is to have the menorah lit. Says Reb Chaim in Marmukka number 9, V'hanira mufrachas bedas harambam, to call ichker hach milsa de hadlokas haneros ein ha-mitzvah be'etzem maisa hadloka, ki im de ikker mitzvose hi sheyu haneros dolkin tamid. So a very interesting approach to the mitzvah. There is no maisa mitzvah in lighting the menorah. There's a mitzvah in having the menorah lit, says the Chazon Ish. Therefore, a monkey could even light the menorah, because as long as it is lit and it's in the heichal, there is no problem. So now we have a secondary machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid, which is really all based upon the same principle. The Ravid is telling us, just the chazer, there is a mitzvah on the kohen to light the menorah. But the Eved, if a zar does it, it doesn't passel. There's a mitzvah on a kohen to light the menorah, to do a maisa hadlaka. Says the Chazon Ish, says Reb Chaim in the Rambam, there's no such mitzvah. So this is a tremendously significant divergent machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid, as do we have many other ones as well throughout the Rambam. Is there a mitzvah to light the menorah, the shita of the Ravid? Or the mitzvah, the menorah should be lit, the shita of the Rambam? And if you look at the Ravid in Hilchas Brachas, in Marmaka number 11, the Ravid seems to suggest that there's actually a bracha said over the halakas menorah in the Mikdash. Not many of the avodas have a bracha. Why not? It's a maisa mitzvah. Nowhere does the Rambam tell us there's a bracha on hadlokas ha-menorah. The Ravid says there is a bracha. Marmaka number 11. V'inami p'nechezu ha-bracha hukva al neir shav mikdash shehen shal teira lefikach asokish shal teira. And the Ragad Shavar, in the final marmakam of the day, just to round out all the gedela ha-chroinim, so you've covered your Rosh Yeshiva for Shabbos, the Ragad Shavar says, I think this is a machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid. Ayin b'hasagos mashakosav dezois ha-bracha hukva al neir shav mikdash mashma de midvarev. There's no such bracha. So a machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid, is there a bracha on hadlakas neiros in the mikdash? And say the haintig achrayim, this is tully on this shaila. Lefi the Rambam, there is no maisa mitzvah of lighting the menorah. If there's no maisa mitzvah of lighting the menorah, you can't have a bracha on it, because there's no maisa mitzvah, it's only a mitzvah in the result. Result-oriented mitzvahs do not have brachas. But if there is a classical maisa mitzvah, which is the shita of the Ravid, and a kohen even has to do it, it's just not a voida. So says the Ravid, in Hilchos Brachos, of course there's a bracha on hadlakas menorahs b'mikdash, because there is a full-fledged maisa mitzvah. So we covered a bunch of different inyanim. First, we covered the chiddush that there's at least three types of mitzvahs as they relate to the mikdash. You have full avoida, which is possible by the Eved if a zar does it. You have a mitzvah that the kohen has to do, but by the Eved it's kosher if a zar does it, like menorah lefi the Ravid. And you have a mitzvah that's not avoida at all, and a zar could do it even lechatchila. And a nafkemina could be a mechusar begadim. A mechusar begadim kohen is still a kohen, he's just not wearing the begadim. So he can't do avoida, but he could do mitzvahs. And then we had the chiddush of the Chazon Ish, the chiddush of Reb Chaim, that the Fidashita of the Rambam, the mitzvah is not to light the menorah, to do a maisa mitzvah, but to produce a toitza'a, a result of the menorah being lit. And therefore, even a monkey could light it, says the Chazon Ish. The Fidaravid, that's not the case. It's a classic maisa mitzvah. So machlek is the Ravid and the Rambam. Is there a classic maisa mitzvah? Says the Ragad Shavar, nafkamina would be a bracha. Maisa mitzvahs that are normal maisa mitzvahs have a bracha. Maisa mitzvahs that are on the result, do not have a bracha, and therefore if the Rambam would come out in Cheshbon, there'd be no bracha on hadlakas neiros in the mikdash, not like we do in our homes, Now, we do make a bracha on the halakha in our homes. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.